MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, December 15, 2025. Another fatal wrong-way crash on 128. Beverly Harbor will be getting a cleanup. Mostly sunny, windy, mid-20s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8:15 p.m. Salem News reports a 58-year-old New Hampshire man was killed in a crash involving a wrong-way driver on Route 128 southbound Friday night, according to state police. The incident occurred around 10 p.m. just north of Exit 42 near High Street in Danvers when a Hyundai Elantra collided with a Nissan Sentra. The man who died was a passenger in the Sentra, the vehicle that was traveling in the correct direction on the highway. He was declared dead at the scene, according to the Essex County DA's office. The driver of the Hyundai was taken to Beverly Hospital with serious injuries. The driver of the Sentra was also taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Police closed down the highway and rerouted traffic for about 3 hours. MassDOT indicated the highway was reopened around 1 a.m. The crash remains under investigation. The DA's office did not release the victim's name Saturday, pending notification of next of kin. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News. In Beverly, divers will clean up old lobster traps at the bottom of Beverly Harbor in the first project of its kind for the city. The work will be completed through a $124,700 grant awarded by the National Fishing Trap Removal, Assessment, and Prevention Program, administered by William & Mary's Batten School and Virginia Institute of Marine Science. The traps have become a hazard for local marine life and at times have been left on the ocean floor for decades, according to Beverly Harbor Master Peter Dickman. Some of the traps were lost when recreational boaters got tangled in their lines and the gear had to be cut away. Others were simply abandoned and have needlessly trapped and killed lobsters and other species since they were discarded. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Times, plans for the 80th incarnation of the Rockport Christmas pageant are picking up steam. Decisions need to be made and tasks put into play to define the live retelling of the birth of Christ that draws several hundred people to Rockport's downtown. This year's pageant, formally slated to get underway at 5 p.m. Saturday, December 20, has again compelled dozens of volunteers, public safety officials, and first-time participants to plan for the gathering. During the procession, participants dressed as shepherds, soldiers, residents of Bethlehem, as well as Joseph and Mary. Stapleton Currents, who has been at the helm for the past few years, including last year, is running the show again with a small cadre of volunteers. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, Marblehead boys basketball team is off to a 2-0 start as it won the Markowitz tournament held at the Salem Academy this past weekend. Magicians play at Beverly tomorrow night. Beverly boys hockey team topped the Peabody-Saga-Swampscott co-op team 7-3. Panthers Logan Bowen scored 4 goals and added an assist in the season opener. Winthrop boys hockey team beat Marblehead twice this past weekend in the 2 games they played at Lake Placid, New York. The Salem News has named Kayla Smyrnios of Pingree as Girls Soccer Player of the Year. She will continue her soccer career at the University of New Hampshire. The Bruins lost 6-2 to the Wild in Minnesota last night. Road trip continues tomorrow night in Utah. Celtics were off last night, and they'll be hosting the Pistons tonight. And the Patriots fell to the Bills yesterday, 35-31, snapping their 10-game win streak. Ugly. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.